Vadi appam, round bread raw rice, anakalari slash pachari, 1 cup water, half cup thick coconut milk, anam pal, 1 cup melted organic jaggery or karipeti, 2 big tablespoons cardamom powder, 1 quarter teaspoon cumin seeds, small jeera, powder, 1 quarter teaspoon organic, homemade if possible, ghee, 1 teaspoon sour toddy, pulika kalu, 1 tablespoon cashew nut, 1 tablespoon, roast in little ghee, salt, to taste. Preparation. Wash and soak the rice for 1 hour, drain the water when ready, add it in a mixie jar for wet grinding, add water and grind it into a smooth paste. If water is not enough, can add a little more, it depends on your mixie and the choice of your rice, be careful in adding water because the batter should be thick. When ready, empty it into a deep vessel, instead of whole rice, can use rice flour also. Take 1 tablespoon batter in a saucepan, add 2 or 3 tablespoons water, keep it on fire and boil till it turns into a thick porridge, stirring continuously. Remove it from fire and keep to cool. Add jaggery and salt, can use sugar instead of jaggery, but not healthy. Those who like it very sweet can add more jaggery. If toddy is not available, soak 1 quarter teaspoons yeast in 1 teaspoon warm water and mix it with the above ingredients. My grandma used only toddy and karipeti for jaggery. Add the prepared porridge to the batter when lukewarm. Add coconut milk little by little to the batter. I said little by little because the batter should not be too watery, mix the batter well. By now you should get a semi-thick batter as shown in picture. Keep it overnight for fermenting. Fermentation time 6 to 10 hours, fermentation process depends on the climate, in hot climate it takes less time to ferment. Don't keep for too long or else it will turn sour and your appam will have that taste. Once fermented it will look as in picture, add cardamom and cumin powder and mix well, now the batter is ready for cooking. Take a round vessel not too deep, apply some ghee inside the whole plate to avoid sticking and put the vessel inside the idly pot or any other steamer, pour the batter into the vessel, decorate it with cashew nut, close the pot and keep it on stove, rest of the ghee can be added to the batter. Boil it on high flame for 20 to 30 minutes. Off the stove when ready and remove the dish at once from idly pot, otherwise water from the lid will fall into the appam and spoil the taste. Keep it aside for cooling, once cool cut into pieces and serve. It's called vadi appam because it's round in shape. Vatam in Malayalam means round, appam is bread. You can also make this pouring the batter in an idly plate, as you make idly so you won't have to cut it, your vadi appam will be idly appam. It should be cool, otherwise will be sticky. Enjoy the lovely snack for tea. If you want to make it for breakfast, can add less jaggery and eat it with meat or vegetable curry of your choice. Copyright 2018 My Grandma's Healthy School, all rights reserved.